Okay, short class again. Milchiks and fleishiks. The din is like this. If you eat meat and you want to eat milk, so the custom is in most places that you wait 6 hours. Sometimes for a choyla, somebody who's sick, which also includes kids under the age of 2 and sometimes older if necessary, 1 hour is enough. But that's only Amish for somebody who's sick or something like that. It's interesting, the Yekis, the German Jews, or the Amsterdam Jews, they have a custom of waiting 3 hours between meat and milk. And the Poskim discussed, they don't know the source of like where that custom is. It was Jewish custom in those different places. But they don't know exactly like what the origin of the 3 hour came from. But not only that, there's two things. If somebody ate meat, and now 6 hours later they want to eat milk, you have to bench before, even let's say you're eating meat, you finish eating meat 12 o'clock noon, and now 6:30 you want to, in the same meal, you just want to have dairy. So even though it's 6.5 hours, but you have to make benching or alamichio or bring nefash or whatever, you need to say the after bracha because that separates the meal. In one meal, you can't have meat and milk together, even if it's an extended period of time. Now, what happens in... Now, there's two reasons for the 6 hours, by the way. The Rambam has one reason, a lot of the Rishonim have a different reason. There's two reasons. One reason is because meat gets stuck in your teeth. So if you have meat stuck in your teeth, and 5 hours later, you're going to have dairy, let's say. So then the taste of the meat that's stuck in your teeth is going to come out, and then you'll have a mixture of meat and milk. After 6 hours, it's not potent anymore, and therefore, this is what the Rambam says, and therefore, it really doesn't matter. Other opinions say that the reason for the 6 hours is not because of the meat stuck in between your teeth, is because of the digestive system in the stomach. It takes 6 hours for meat to digest. And therefore, if you have meat, and 4 hours later you're going to have milk, so in the stomach before the meat is digested, you're going to have a mixture of meat and milk together. Therefore, Shulchan Aruch says, because we have those two opinions in the Rishonim, the reason for the 6 hours, therefore we're machmer both ways. Which means, what happens if I had chicken soup? I didn't chew anything. I just had liquid chicken soup. So if your whole reason is because of the stuff stuck in your teeth, then you don't have to wait. If the reason is because of the digestive system, then you would have to wait. So the halacha is that even if you drink meat stuff, no chewing, you still have to wait 6 hours for the reason of the digestive system. The same thing, what happens if somebody chews a piece of meat? Doesn't eat it. They choose it. They chew it. So then because of the meat stuck in the teeth, so for that reason, you'd have to wait 6 hours. So regardless what it is, you'd have to wait 6 hours. And therefore, in the time of Kitzur, it says this din, Aleis L'tinik. For instance, in the time of Shulchan Aruch, they didn't have blenders. So how did they blend food for a baby? So the Gemara says, Aleis L'tinik. They used to, the mother or the father, whoever it was, used to chew the food and then give it to the baby to eat. Today, it's, in America, be called gross. But that's the way. They didn't have blenders and they didn't have whatever. So that's what they used to do. They used to chew the meat and then take it out of the mouth and give it to the baby to eat. So even though the mother or the father, whoever it is not even eating the meat, the fact that they chewed it, so you also have to wait 6 hours. Now, what happens after 6 hours if you find meat in your teeth? You floss and you find meat in your teeth. So then is, all you have to do is take it out and rinse your mouth. And then it's good. That's not, by the way, it's not only, I was about to say this. You have to eat something and drink something. In other words, you need to rinse your mouth. And you also need to eat something in between the meat and the milk. In other words, if somebody ate meat, waited 6 hours, And they benched and everything. And now they want to have milk. They still needed to rinse out the mouth and eat something to separate between the two eatings.
Brushing teeth good enough?
Yeah, brushing teeth would be good enough. Okay, there's a whole... Okay. Now the question is like this. It was just started. Tomorrow night we'll continue. Why isn't there a problem with your teeth? You eat hot chicken soup. So if you think about it, your teeth should become flaccid. Because you had hot meat. You had a hot, good hot steak. And you chew the steak, it's hot. And so you cheat. That's just like a vessel that you cook and becomes flaccid. Why, if you eat or drink hot meat, why don't your teeth become flaccid? And then you're going to have a hot cup of coffee with the dairy. So why isn't your mouth trafe? So in Halach it says that the Eibishter made the teeth in such a way it doesn't absorb anything. That's why Hashem made the teeth. Hashem made the teeth don't absorb.
How about dentures?
Okay, so one second. So now the shaila is, we got dentures, fillings. You have a filling in your tooth. So now you have metal in the tooth. Or if you're Russian, they have those golden teeth. That's not your body. That's extras, they're different stuff. So now the shaila is in Halacha. Halacha talks about that. That l'cha'eda, why aren't your teeth fleishik and milchik? Why isn't there a problem of kashrus? Basically, the answer is, you know what the answer is really? Between me and you, there's no choice. There's no choice. Secondly, the real reason is they say also because you never really eat anything that hot that would really actually make up. And this is what the Paschim write. But therefore, people are makel with dentures, with crowns, with cavity fillings, and they're makel with all those things. Okay, that's... now, what happens... Okay, we're just on one day. What happens if there wasn't meat or milk, but you cooked a pair of dish in a meat container? You cooked vegetables in a meat pot. Whatever. And the pot is clean. So you don't have to wait. Right afterwards, you can eat meat or milk.
Well, we'll see.